Merhaba and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in remembering, activating, integrating, and embodying our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer, and I am your guide during this sound activation. This sound activation is for the episode that is all about our soul purpose and our mission. And in that vein, this sound activation is going to clear away any fear, any insecurities, any doubts, any blockages we may have to embodying our mission, to expressing our mission, which is particularly important during this Cancer portal, as Cancer is all about our soul incarnated, our soul and our mission. And if you want to hear more about that, check out the companion episode. And a little housekeeping before we get started with the sound activation. Sound activations are energy healings, so please take this time, dedicate this as your practice, as your sacred time. You can light a candle, you can burn some incense. Make this as relaxing an experience as possible, because we will be going into your energy field and clearing away what needs to be cleared. So be sure you are in a comfortable space where you will not be disturbed for about the next hour. Make sure you are also listening to this on a platform that does not cut into the episode with advertisements. So if it's iHeartRadio, please switch to another platform. If you know, I think Apple Podcasts does not. If you know that your platform that you are using cuts in with episodes with advertisements into the episode, please switch platforms. You can listen to this for free on my website, ausetkaalchemy.com, ausetkaalchemy.com/podcasts with an S, and you can listen to this for free as many times as you want, no issues whatsoever. So please take that time. Oh, and one more thing. Do not be operating heavy machinery or driving while trying to do this meditation. That is a no-no. We want to make sure you are safe. And here is my voice. We are definitely going to be clearing the throat chakra. So with that, all you need to do is be open, be ready to receive, be ready to activate, and allow yourself the space to clear away whatever needs to be cleared in order for you to embody your highest good, your soul mission, and the full embodiment of your soul, for you to really step into that next level of your soul's expansion and evolution. So let's get started. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left over your womb space, your yesod. This is your sacral area. Or you can have your palms up to receive the energy however you feel. Long, deep breathing. And just become aware, closing your eyes and becoming aware of your inner world. Breathing deeply. As I call in the directions, starting with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. Fill our beings, our vessels with your infinite light, with your sacred breath. Nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us, I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces, our seat of creation, our emotions. of alignment with our mission, of purpose. I call in Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom. I call upon you to guide us into truth, into wisdom, to illuminate our path forward today and every day. I call in El Shaddai to activate the chuppah within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with our soul, with our purpose, with our mission. I call upon the direction of the west, the element of earth, the arha. I call upon the arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, supporting Gaia and humanity in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels and to bless our creations. As I call in our spirit guides, the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, light, healing. I call upon Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarah Tamar, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call upon our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lyrans, and Sirians, Andromedans, light beings known and unknown. Bless us with your presence, align us with the highest light and wisdom. I call upon the Shekhinah, the divine feminine face of God, the Ruha, the Kutcha. Shekhinah. Chochmah and the Bina, the Sefirot tied to the third eye, to wisdom, understanding, to the Ima Ila, the Divine Mother, pouring her golden rays into these energy centers, clearing away the veils to our vision, allowing us to perceive accurately, to see with our inner vision, our inner knowing, to trust our inner vision, our intuitive gifts, allowing ourselves to come into alignment with this infinite wisdom that exists within us from lifetimes. Clearing blocks, clearing veils, clearing any agreements we entered into, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, we allow these to dissolve into the golden rays of Shehinah. Clearing ourselves of the veils and of the blocks. Breathing the golden rays of the Divine Feminine, of the Shekhinah, into our throat. Allowing for the free and authentic expression of our soul through our voice. As we clear away any agreements we entered into, any gag orders, any vows of silence, allow these to be dissolved into the golden light of Shekhinah as we strengthen our connection to our voice, to the expression of our soul's purpose through our voice, through expressing our truth. And the Gevura with infinite light, with creation, with expansion. Thank you. allowing our hearts to expand. Strengthening ourselves to receiving divine love. As we bring with our breath the golden light into the Hod and the Netzach, the Sefirot corresponding to the solar plexus, to our seat, the I Am. Clearing away any hooks, any blocks, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, allowing the golden light to alchemize these, to clear. To bringing the ego in service of the soul, as we strengthen our power, our confidence, our sovereignty, strengthening our will. Trust. as you're surrendering all that doesn't serve you, limiting beliefs, patterns, programs, societal, family, karmas, and traumas, lifetime, karmas, and traumas. Allow what needs to be shed and removed from your field to be alchemized into life. we feel ourselves contained within the triple golden white flame of the heart, calling all parts of our being into the here and now, into this space of this flame within our heart space. In gratitude, in love, we give thanks to our spirit guides, to the angels and archangels and the light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, light, healing. As we envision ourselves coming back, calling all parts of our being to the here and now, feeling fully present, expanded, alive, activated. Feeling yourself expand from the space of the triple golden white flame in the heart space to fill every cell, every muscle, every fiber of your being. Feel every bone within you activated, every neuron. As we wiggle our fingers and our toes, turning on your right side if you feel the need. If not, you can just remain in your position with your eyes closed as we call and give thanks to the direction, starting with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhao. We thank you for the clarity, for the wisdom, the discernment. We give thanks to Archangel Raphael, giving thanks to the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call and give thanks to Archangel Gabriel and the Maya, Mayim and the Shemayim, for the wisdom, for the alignment, the activation of the divine feminine, and the healing of our hearts and our womb spaces. Giving thanks to the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. Giving thanks for the wisdom, the illumination, and to Archangel Uriel for guiding us. In gratitude to the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha, thanking you for the grounding, the stability, safety, and protection. In gratitude to Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, thank you for your grounding, your courage, and your protection. Giving thanks to the light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sara Tamar, Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lyrans, Syrians, Andromedans, and the Hathors. We thank you for your healing energy. In gratitude to the energies of this Cancer portal, the Tammuz portal, the energies of the Het and the Tav. In gratitude to all of our guides, the angels and archangels, we close this sacred space in gratitude, in love, knowing that we can always return to this space of infinite expansion, healing, and activation. Once more, opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava, blessings. I thank you for your time and your attention, bringing your energy into this sacred space. Know that you can always return to this sound activation anytime you feel you need a little refresher. Don't forget to drink plenty of water. Pay attention to your dreams. Go out and ground. If you need to eat something, please eat something nourishing. Your body is your vessel, so you definitely need to nurture and take care of it, especially during these times of high activation, of lots of energy flowing. comment, all the things. You can follow me on Instagram at Aria Lara, AURIALARA, or at Hold the Shekhinah, SHEKINAH. It's the name of this podcast. Don't forget to tune in to the episode where I speak about the soul's mission and purpose and what our soul contract is. Don't forget to tune into that. And as always, I thank you for your time and your energy and your presence. Be sure, also follow me on YouTube, as I always share on YouTube and on Instagram. I do share mini activations. I share some breath work, some practices that we can do to support us in aligning with our soul, with integrating our energy.